To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of a setting sun blazing through the dissipating rain clouds over the parking lot of Walmart in Hudson, New York, comes to us from yours truly as I jumped out of my car to capture it on the way home last night. I had initially wanted to crop this photo to just highlight the sky, but realized that a part of its beauty comes from the sun's reflection in the parking lot asphalt. I like to think of the fact that even asphalt can reflect the beauty of the sun as a metaphor for how the power of God can be reflected in each one of us. Upon further review of this spur-of-the-moment photo, I realized I also captured a seagull on top of the parking lot lamppost, which could remind us of the Holy Spirit's abiding presence in our lives. What we see, He sees, and if we open our spiritual eyes, He will lead us into all truth. The whole scene and the fact that I seize the moment to capture it is indicative of walking in the Spirit. If I had been focused on just getting home, I could have missed this or decided just to move along. But I knew that the scene was worthwhile, and I thought that I should enjoy what God was presenting to me and that I could also share its beauty with my friends. And that's what walking in the Spirit is all about, living our lives in the presence of the Lord and seizing opportunities to enjoy Him and to share Him with others. I've testified of my failures of being a prophet with the fact that I had dreams that I took to be prophetic, only to learn that the dreams didn't become reality, much to my embarrassment. Although I have given up the idea of being the next Elijah, I still try to be sensitive to the intuitions I get and consider following them. Although I have made mistakes and have jumped to conclusions in the past based on my desires, it doesn't mean that God doesn't want to lead us into His will and the good things that He has prepared for us. On Monday, I shared how I had overwhelming feelings to seize the day and arrange to enjoy the good weather at a friend's swimming pool after work. I really felt that summer might be slipping away, and I had to move to grab the opportunity to enjoy it. So I did. I felt a little foolish about it, but I really enjoyed it. And considering how the weather did a complete 180 in the following days, with miserable overcast and humid conditions, I'm entertaining the idea that my intuition to seize the day may have been heaven sent. Summer in upstate New York is a tenuous thing, and history has shown me it can be here one day and gone the next. And just when we think the season is gone, it will come roaring back in September or October. I'm not a meteorologist, and I don't watch the news, so I don't know what the future holds in terms of the weather. But I do know that on Monday, I had a strong intuition to grab a hold of an opportunity to enjoy the season, and I took it. The whole time I was filled with joy and gratitude. So, keep your eyes open. Look for the things that God wants you to see. Listen to the still, quiet voice or those strong intuitions to do something good or spontaneous. One fruit of the Spirit is joy, and the only way we will experience it is if we seize the day with God. So thank God it's Friday, and go get whatever it is the Lord has for you today, this weekend, and every day by walking and talking with God. This morning's meditation verse is Mark 12:24. From the New King James Version, it says, "Jesus answered and said to them, 'Are you not therefore mistaken, because you do not know the Scriptures nor the power of God?'" Today's verse contains the words of Jesus Himself, who tells us of the importance of knowing the Scriptures and the power of God. Jesus was addressing the Sadducees, who were asking hypothetical spiritual questions that they thought were compelling, but only revealed their ignorance. We say there is no such thing as a dumb question, because seeking knowledge is a good thing, but the Word of God tells us to study to show ourselves approved by rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Scripture also tells us that if we want wisdom, to ask God for it. While we can receive words of knowledge and intuitions in our spirit from the Lord for wisdom and guidance on occasion, the best way to gain wisdom is by studying the Word of God. The Holy Spirit loves to bring us revelations that will edify and enlighten us in our search to know God and to do His will. And the language He speaks is the Word of God. So we should really answer the call to study the Bible and even pray for the Lord to give us a heart to study and to understand what the Word says. The Word of God is powerful and can transform our minds and open our eyes to ultimate reality, a reality in which we all live under a transcendent, powerful, and loving God who has made all of creation for His purposes and who invites us to know Him and to discover our part in His divine drama. When we meditate on the Word of God and the fantastic things that it tells us about the Lord and the ways that He has interacted with mankind, we get a small idea of the power of God. When we receive that revelation of God and come into relationship with Him by placing our faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, we come into harmony with Him and experience the blessings of a life filled with meaning, purpose, and the fruit of the Spirit. So, endeavor to know the Lord by studying His Word and by understanding the immense power and love that He has for us to experience. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing in Chapter 12. With a section called Defensiveness is Defenseless. So if you're busy defending yourself, you might be in a defenseless position. Or maybe that's not what the resource says. So that's why we invite you to go to the website, mtforchrist.org, to check that out. It's a short section from his book, and we invite you to, to glean what the doctor has for us to learn. As always, I invite everyone to check out our discipleship series of classes for Victory Over the Darkness and the Bondage Breaker that are in the podcast archives. And I invite you to contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials and share your progress and to be encouraged. Study to show yourself approved by claiming your victory in Christ through the study of those books. Also, in regards to that, the Bondage Breaker series is officially done with 12 lessons from the new edition. However, I alluded to yesterday that I had it in my spirit to possibly do another lesson, and that's really been confirmed. And I had rushed to actually try to do it last night, and I realized it was a little more time-consuming than I thought, so I'm still preparing the lesson because I want to have it all ready for the blog and for the podcast. And basically, it's the original lesson from the Bondage Breaker to go through the steps to freedom in Christ in a short way. The steps of freedom in Christ is somewhat extensive. In the original Bondage Breaker, or at least the 1990 version of the Bondage Breaker, Chapter 12 was actually a sort of a run-through of the steps, and I thought it was good teaching, and it's not really in the latest version of the Bondage Breaker because Anderson's written so many books now that contain training, like discipleship counseling, on the steps of freedom in Christ that he didn't include it. The steps became a process to themselves, but I think an introductory teaching on it and a lead through isn't a bad thing to put on the podcast. And so I'm going to endeavor to do that, not this evening, but tomorrow, tomorrow, Saturday, I hope to finish crafting the lesson and performing the podcast and then uploading it. So if you're following the Bondage Breaker, you get another lesson and a possible lead through to the steps to freedom in Christ. And I know that process is transformative. So I really wanted to do it, and we might do other things in the future. But when I put together the Bondage Breaker series, I had a conflict between the 1990 version and the new version, and not everything translates from one version to the next, and I wanted to make sure I was giving as much as I could. That's what we do. We encourage people, and we want to tell them as much as we can about the Lord and how we can claim our freedom, and I'm greatly encouraged by being able to encourage others. no way to live, you know, there's no better way to live out your freedom than to share it with other people. So, and on, in regard to the podcast, we also recommend our Bible studies with the Syncotes that gives an idea of what it's like to look through the Bible and to ponder the things of God and to have fellowship with your friends and, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ when you do it. So, we invite you to check out all those studies. I'm very humbled by the additional followers and new listeners that we have. It's a modest following, but, you know, I'm encouraged by it, and I pray that you're encouraged by what we have to present. And like I said, I hope you share what you've learned and share the podcast, share the blog with your other friends and family in the body of Christ. And I also encourage people to go to the followerofone.org to join that new Christian website where Mike Henry's basically endeavored to really make our faith an intentional thing that we bring into our workplace, you know, just, and his vision of the discipling in the workplace and my vision for discipling all the time, you know, are, you know, on the same page. So I'm a member of it. I don't have anything to do with the website itself, except for I post my stuff there, but it's a growing community, and I encourage everyone to check that out. So, that's a lot to say today. So thank you for listening. Thank God it's Friday. And, I really appreciate all of you, and I say God bless you all.